Hey, it's Diana Valentine from dianavalentine.com, and this is the setup track of the Pitch Perfect Do-It-Yourself Workshop. So in this section, all I'm going to do is tell you what you need to make this workshop the most effective for you. The first thing you're going to need is a pencil. And I say a pencil, because there is something very important that happens neurologically when you actually put pen to paper. There's a whole other part of your brain that gets turned on by that process. So I'm going to ask you to explore that. You're welcome to use pen if you want to. I suggest pencil because the worksheet is meant to just fit on two sides, so it can be a little bit compressed and you may want to do some editing as you go. Print out the worksheet that you got with these audio files. And if you're printing it on two pieces of paper, please print it out separately and do not staple them together. If you're printing front to back, that's fantastic. Just make sure the top of each page is lined up so that when you go to fold and flip the worksheet, it works for you. Okay. The suggestion that I have around time is that you schedule about 40 minutes for this of uninterrupted time. That means no phone interruptions, no email checking, no human interruptions if you can at all avoid it. And the reason I suggest that is because concentration studies have shown that in the first 5 minutes, you're really just sort of setting up for something. You're sort of agreeing to focus on something. In the next 10 minutes after that first setup period, your brain is actually settling in and starting to get focused on what elements of what you're paying attention to are the most important. And that's sort of a moderate level of concentration. And then after you allow your brain to get into the material a little and settle down and calm down, and it's now focused on one thing, you actually enter into a deeper state of concentration. And that deep state of concentration is the place where we learn and create the most effectively. So that's my suggestion, is that you give it enough time to hang out in that deep level of concentration. And if you are somebody who has 5 to 10 minutes at a time to work on something, that is absolutely fine. You can break this down into sections and do sections of the worksheet at a time. And that's totally reasonable. Okay. I also want to have a quick little discussion about partner practice. This is a great workshop for doing with a partner or doing with a collaborator or doing with somebody you share workspace with or doing with a colleague who you admire and who you think has, you know, a good brain on their shoulders, especially for those of us who process verbally or process socially. I'm going to highly recommend that you do this with somebody else, that you can pause, you can write in your responses, you can share ideas. I think it's an incredibly useful part of the process. It's why I really enjoy working live with people, and I think it can be super helpful. Now, if you don't tend to process verbally or socially, or you don't have somebody you think is a worthy partner for this process, then I want you to actually sit next to or grab a mirror that you can bring so that it's sitting next to your workspace. Now, it seems weird or odd to do it, but it's okay. You're in private, so you can be dorky in private. The mirror, the purpose of the mirror is it gets you sort of just uncomfortable enough to really listen to yourself. So every once in a while, when you're pausing and you're writing in your responses and you're even working on your practice pitches, turn to the mirror and actually share the information with the mirror. Something else happens when you verbalize your responses to things that lets you hear them in a different way and helps you process them. Okay. So the global idea here is this is your Pitch Perfect workshop. You need to make it work for you. Take your time. Pause anytime you want. You have the beauty of these great audio tracks, so you can rewind and you can re-listen. This is really, really, really meant to be a repeatable process. My fantasy is that you will learn this, it will be useful to you, and you will share it with someone else. I would be really pleased if everybody was super excited about their pitches and was out there having a blast doing what they do, and talking about it was the least of their worries. Okay, good luck. The next track that you want to listen to is the intro track. This was the setup and orientation track, and you want to now listen to the intro track. I will hear you there.